461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM. The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. And lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. Let me remind you, we set the stage, we place the truth before you and ask you to give your response, your questions or comments on it as we face the issues each and every day. And may I remind you once again, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. That's because in John 8:31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said this: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. Thy word is truth. Listen, let me just preach a minute. When it comes to what is called, what we have called today, the different versions of the Scripture, the different translations of the Scripture, the different modifications and applications and changes and deletions and additions to the Scripture, that's the violation of the Scripture in and of itself. Thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God. Truth doesn't need modification. Truth doesn't need amplification. Truth doesn't need changing and alteration. Truth stands, as in Psalms 117, verse 2, says the truth of the Lord stands forever, endures forever. How long is forever? It's forever. We need to take truth very seriously today. I believe if we had a greater focus on truth, we'd find less confusion, chaos, and calamity in our nation. It was Orwell, George Orwell, the secularist, author of the dystopian novel entitled 1984, that made this statement: "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it." And we're finding every day, ladies and gentlemen, if you've not noticed it, that there's a challenge to truth. There's an attempt to undermine and to overrule and to displace and to challenge and to question truth. You know, it goes back to Genesis 3, "Hath God said?" Satan was asking Eve, "Hath God said?" and challenging the Word of God. There has always and shall always be a challenge to the Word of God. And anyone that stands on the Word of God, standing for truth, there will always be a challenge. And it comes to the satanic, demonic sources. And today we're facing some major, major satanic, demonic sources in our nation and around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, there are multitudes today that will not accept or embrace or stand for truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said, and I'm going to quote the headline: "DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth." DeMint says, in part, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible." If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, I could dwell on that, the balance of the broadcast. As we see the implosion of the church in America, as we see the apostasy, the falling away of the church in America, as we see the closing of churches in America, as we witness the decline in interest in spiritual things in America, we see the increase in everything that's taken away our constitutional liberties, our freedoms, our ethics, and our values, and our morals are all being undermined in America today. And it's because of an unwillingness, for the most part, for Christians to take a stand, to be, as I call it, visible, verbal, valiant, and victorious as we stand for truth. We find, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, their belief is, and I state it based on this article, the 55% of Americans think that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. You've heard me say before, and may I say again, a half-truth is a whole lie. In fact, there are major articles written about the dangers of deviation from the truth. I'm looking at one major headline. Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. The article reads in part, American institutions are suffering from a collapse in public support. Among the institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. And it goes on further in the body of the article, a significant number of our country's most serious problems have their roots in higher education. And there's no more serious problem than the notion fashionable in academia today and for decades that truth is relative, or that it is a matter of individual perception or cultural mores, or even that there's no such thing as absolute truth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've set the stage. We're going to get into a subject today, an issue today, that I think is valid, that I think is timely. But before I get into the body of that and ask you to call and respond, let me say this. If we want to go back to a fundamental statement that's made by 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus, I think it is fitting. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, that calls on us today as Christians, conservatives, and patriots to recognize a responsibility to stand for truth. That's the reason today we're going to talk about an issue that's pivotal. The issue is, in question form, should America simply surrender our morals, our ethics, and our values? Should we do that? Should we surrender the foundation? Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What are the foundations of America? The foundations in America, morals, ethics, and values, and all from a biblical perspective. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for a Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for a Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for a Time is located at 11291, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? Ladies and gentlemen, it's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for a Time, there's a benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, should America surrender our morals, ethics, and values. I'm looking at a verse of scripture in Isaiah, the 5th chapter. You've heard me use it before. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. In other words, it's the reversal of everything that should be moral, ethical, and valuable in our nation. We're witnessing today, the ladies and gentlemen, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. Hear me. The Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. And if they have their way come November election, they will be back in full charge and control of the political scene in our nation. And you say, well, preacher, why are you talking about political things? I've had that jargon before. I've had that question before. Ladies and gentlemen, if Christians, conservatives, and patriots are not concerned about the election process, if we do not pay attention to what is happening, we fail to vote, we fail to vet the candidates, ladies and gentlemen, we're asking for the destruction of our Constitution and thus the Bill of Rights and thus no religious liberties and freedom of speech in our nation. You say, well, that's pretty far astray. No, it's not. We're just one generation away from losing our liberties in America. And we have witnessed, ladies and gentlemen, for 50, 60 years now, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party in control of the governmentally controlled schools, including higher education, where you've got communist professors, Marxist professors that are teaching. They're teaching our young people, and they're coming out of those institutions, running our government, running our nation, being in charge of most of that which is taking place today. Because that's what they've been taught. So, ladies and gentlemen, today, multiple people have forgotten, I believe, multitudes in our nation have forgotten about the things that conservatives, Christians, and patriots faced during the Obama and the Biden administration. Can you reflect back on the deep, deep, deep waters that we had to paddle through during Obama? And then especially auto-pen sleepy Biden administration, where we had Christians being deplatformed on the media. We had Christians that were being silenced on YouTube because of saying things that supposedly was disinformation and misinformation. Can you recall during that period of time, ladies and gentlemen, where Christian bakers, you know, the baking cakes, were persecuted and prosecuted simply because they refused to bake a cake for a sodomite wedding? You remember that? Had two or three of those cases. Sweet Cakes, Jack Wheeler, I believe his name was, out of Jack Wheeler or Jack Phillips, I've forgotten the last name, out of Colorado. Went through the Colorado courts, the Colorado appeals courts, the Colorado Supreme Court, and then to the U.S. Supreme Court, a 10-year period of time. That baker was prosecuted and persecuted simply because he stood on his conscious values and said, no, I'm a Christian, I'll not do that. Ladies and gentlemen, we had during that era, and some of the carryover even today with some of those cases still hanging. By the way, Jack Phillips won the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. U.S. Supreme Court on one occasion remanded it back to the state Supreme Court in Colorado. They tried the whole case over again. Jack Phillips won again. Ladies and gentlemen, that's persecution and prosecution based on an individual's liberty and relationship to the Lord. Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm of the opinion that some have forgotten the era of mourning for the Christians, the conservatives, and the patriots in America. Yes, we have seen a lot of changes since President Trump went in office. We've witnessed a lot of these things being reversed by executive order with President Donald J. Trump. We understand those that are Christians and conservatives. We understand and recognize that it was the divine intervention of God that put President Trump in office, Trump 45, and then again in Trump 47. Trump 47 is a little more knowledgeable of things that needs to be done than he was in Trump 45. In Trump 45, he tried to do some things. Trump 47, he is using a bulldozer to get the job done. And I commend him for that. By executive order, he's reversed tons of these things that were immoral, ungodly, and unholy. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian photographers were being arrested and jailed simply because of refusing to do a sodomite wedding. I'm looking at one headline. Christian photographer refuses to back down and thus wins big battle against the government. Did you realize under the Biden administration's DOJ and FBI, anything that sounded like a conservative, a Christian, or especially if it were someone that were interested in and in the orbit or circle of the Trump administration or Trump's election, etc., etc., persecution and prosecution on a major, major scale. Now, some of that, of course, has been removed. Some of that's been rescinded. Some of it's been changed or diminished. But it's not changed, ladies and gentlemen, the source of what we're talking about. And we're going to trickle down in this broadcast today, and we want you to call and answer some questions. Is it possible for a socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM Democrat to be called a Christian? Is it possible for socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM Democrat to be called a citizen of America, considering saying they love America? I believe it's an impossibility for both those categories. That's the reason I want to talk about it today, because we're facing the issue today. Listen, I realize the election is a few months away. I recognize that, but we're facing the future of America at the ballot box in November. And listen, if we fail to vet the candidates, if we fail to recognize the danger of the term Democrat, and its danger to our constitutional republic, if we fail to recognize that, we fail to realize, ladies and gentlemen, God has given us a chance, a change of venue opportunity to deliver America from the jaws of destruction that will destroy the two-party system in America. And I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, because it's God that gave us this wonderful place called America. It's God that has allowed us to exist for some 250 years now. It's because of God's divine intervention that we have Trump in the office at this time, where prayer is acceptable even in the White House, where the reading of the Bible is acceptable even in the White House, where it is not something that is odd or unusual to talk about morals and ethics and values even in the White House. I get a little upset when we hear people with the hair on fire, accusing President Trump of not being a religious man, and therefore he shouldn't have read the scripture, especially 2 Chronicles 7:14, that he read publicly as part of the 1 week reading through the Bible episode that just took place recently. I'm thankful that he did. Ladies and gentlemen, we are looking back now in these few moments at where we've been in America, where Christian bakers were persecuted and prosecuted, Christian photographers were arrested, persecuted, prosecuted, put in jail simply for refusing to do a sodomite wedding. Across America, Christian businesses were deplatformed. Listen, President Donald J. Trump's organization called Trump International was deplatformed and debanked. Did you know that? That they, the left, literally shut down the banking accounts, and they had to go to other forms of currency in order to pay bills and continue an operation. Other Christian businesses were debanked, that term simply relating to shutting down the accounts because of a Christian organization that would stand for morals and ethics and values, stand against the sodomite lifestyle, stand against the transgenderism, standing against murder by way of abortion, and it didn't fit into the category of being approved by the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party headed by Joe Biden at the time. I think it's time Christians wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, should America simply surrender our morals and ethics and values? From a central biblicist worldview, I've simply said multitudes of times on this broadcast that we need to recognize, look at, review everything that takes place through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? Now, the God's Word tells us, does not tell us that it's going to get better and better, but it's going to get worse and worse. And listen very carefully. And I pray that I'm wrong. If we as Christians and conservatives fail to step up to the plate and vote in November, we will lose America. And when the two-party system is gone, just run by the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, the morals and ethics and values that's been given a respite for us under the Trump administration will be snuffed out immediately. Snuffed out immediately. They are already, the different Democratic blue cities and blue states, Spamberger in Virginia, just got her hands, knuckles wrapped by the appeals court and the Supreme Court of the state of Virginia, and now they're appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court to give them the opportunity again, the authority, to basically rule out all conservative votes, cancel all conservative votes in the state of Virginia. They attempted that. They lied on the ballot for people to be deceived into voting. They circumvented their own state constitution in doing so. Spamberger went in claiming to be a moderate. Spamberger, from the very beginning, was a socialist, Marxist, communist, and yet she lied enough, deceived enough, and was a chameleon enough to get people to vote for her and put her in office, basically crushing the values, the morals, and the ethics of Christians, conservatives, and, yes, Republicans in the state of Virginia. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a serious matter. We're on the threshold of having the opportunity to restore complete values in the United States. That doesn't mean that if we vote right in November that we're going to have a safe haven in America. That doesn't mean the right vote's going to make sure that nothing ever goes awry and the Democrats do not have their demonic head sticking up somewhere. But it means we'll have a far better chance than if we do not vote in November. Ladies and gentlemen, across America, Christian businesses were destroyed. Christian conservatives were prosecuted and persecuted for so-called disinformation, misinformation, and accused to be conspiracy theorists. Listen, all of you have heard this. Listen, supposedly we were conspiracy theorists when we said that Trump really won the 2020 election. He did. And it's just now being uncovered. Listen, I am excited when I see the FBI and the DOJ go in and get records out of Fulton County, Georgia, and records from the Georgia Elections Bureau, where they had, I believe it was like 600 boxes of ballots to examine. And already they've discovered hundreds of thousands of errors, thousands and thousands of those that were Democrats that voted even though they were dead, thousands of supposed mail-in ballots that were all printed and fraudulently done that had never been folded, never been put in an envelope. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a nation today where I believe God is giving us a reprieve and an opportunity to do something that would be beneficial and helpful for our nation. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I believe we need to understand what we have before us. And yet the scripture is very, very clear in Psalms 146, verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, our help comes from God. Yes, we have a governmental system, and we have a constitutional republic, and yes, as Christians, we have a dual citizenship. We're citizens on earth, and we're citizens in heaven, and we need to be good citizens by being salt and light. Light illumines darkness. Salt preserves decay. And that's what God's called us to be. Ladies and gentlemen, during the course of the Biden administration, we had those that suffered dramatically, traumatically, majorly, as a result of the push for transgenderism. I'm setting the stage simply to say, ladies and gentlemen, that everything we've seen the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party do, and each of those that have been elected and what they have done through the leadership of the Biden administration and the DOJ and Christopher Wray, the FBI director at the time, and James Comey prior to that, the lying and the deceit and the destruction of the morals and the values and the rights of citizens in the United States of America. One of those major things, if you've not forgotten, that Joe Biden was pushing was transgenderism, the butchering of healthy body parts, the butchering of those young boys and young girls on the basis. I just read a major article, sad article. Young girl, now 28, at the age of 13, the so-called counselors, the physicians, the ones that were in the know supposedly, told her parents that if she does not transition now, she'll commit suicide. And she, her parents were told directly that you'd rather have a living boy or a dead girl. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, this young lady, 28 years old, in her testimony as to what had happened, she said that they gave her a double mastectomy, removed her breast, started butchering her body, put her on heavy hormone changes. And the very thing that supposedly they were saving her from, she said herself that she wanted to die, she wanted to commit suicide, she didn't want to live. Fortunately, she lived. Fortunately, she has filed suit against the doctors, the hospital, and all of the medical association that gave her advice, gave the parents advice, and butchered her body. That case is to come up, as I understand it, for trial. And listen carefully. Why do I mention it? It is the most important trial of its kind. It's the first of its kind that's gotten to the point of all of the preliminary hearings, all of the findings, and it will have the full hearing trial starting in April of next year. And ladies and gentlemen, she said every doctor, every medical association leader, every person that lied, every person that was involved in butchering her body will be held responsible. And the case is a mega million-dollar case. And we need to pray as Christians that God will give victory in that, because if that case can be won, and I believe it will set the stage to shut down the medical associations and the butchery that's still taking place in America today. In fact, I'm looking at a headline, President Trump's White House takes transgender motive terror threat seriously. Did you realize that several of the attempts on his life and on the lives of others by mass shooters were those that were in the process of being transgendered? I've got the article listing each and every one of the shootings and who was behind it and their position, and it's as a result of the hormone treatment, it's as a result of the, quote, saving their life treatment that caused the disturbance, that caused them to go bonkers, to want to kill everybody. Now I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the focus. Should America simply toss to the wind, surrender our morals, ethics, and values? I say no. I say we need to stick to our morals, ethics, and values, our biblical moral ethics and values, and we need to, the only way we can preserve those, the only way we can stick to those, is to make sure that we vet the candidates, we make sure that those that we elect are not rannos, make sure that those we put in office, local, state, and national, are those that will adhere to biblical values and morals, or else we lose our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ-FM,